Ladies and gentlemen, this is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today's story concerns Mr. Theodore Kane, one of the most odious of men, in an adventure which introduces Mr. Kane to the land beyond the green door. Power mad, corrupt, wholly without conscience, Kane had risen from petty racketeering to become overlord of the crime syndicate controlling the entire state. Through his evil genius, politicians were made and broken. Graft and corruption ran wild, and millions of dollars poured into his own pockets. But time was running out for Kane. A bridge constructed of faulty materials, provided by one of his companies, had collapsed, killing nearly 100 people. The grand jury had amassed enough evidence from this and other crimes to put Kane behind bars for life. Sending his ill-gotten fortune on ahead to South America, Kane devised a plan to get himself out of the country. His idea was to stage a mock funeral. His grave-to-be was situated 100 yards from an abandoned tool shed adjacent to the cemetery. From the tool shed to the grave, a tunnel was to be dug. The end of Kane's coffin was to be hinged, so that once underground, he would be able to swing it open, break through the thin layer of earth left to conceal the tunnel, and crawl down it to the shed. Once safely there, he planned to hide until darkness, when he could board his private plane and escape. The day of the funeral was overcast with sullen gray clouds. Despite the threatening weather, however, hundreds of Kane's enemies had gathered to see him laid to rest. When his coffin was placed over the grave, a number of people pressed forward demanding to see his body. His one trusted friend, Ed Marrox, was finally persuaded to throw open the lid, revealing Kane, his eyes sealed in death. "Satisfied?" snarled Marrox, slamming the lid. "All right, let's get on with it." Inside the coffin, Kane had ample breathing space, a number of air holes having been drilled in the bottom. Inches from his eyes, he could see the hinges of the trap door through which he was to make his escape. The last words were said over him, and present at the coffin was lowered, and spadefuls of dirt began raining down on it. Kane lifted his arms, and placing his hands against the hinged end, began to push. It failed to move. Again he pushed harder, but it resisted. It was as if it had been placed against a stone wall. Instantly he realized that through someone's stupidity, or an enemy's connivance perhaps, the coffin had been reversed, and the hinged end placed against solid earth, the other end against the open tunnel. He drove his feet against the solid end with every ounce of strength, but it refused to budge. And in the darkness of his grave, the last traces of oxygen entered his lungs, were consumed, and Theodore Kane could not even cry out for help. ¶¶